Ghana.
We leave you today back in the 1970s in Ghana, in West Africa, and with one band in particular, the Sweet Talks. But first, a bit of background. In every country, in every culture's pop music, there's always a style and a scene that dominates for a while. In the 50s in the U.S., it was rock and roll. In the 60s in France, it was yéyé music, their version of go-go. In the 60s and 70s in Ghana, it was highlife. In the early 70s in Ghana, the old brass traditional highlife music had morphed into mellow guitar band jams. Highlife groups like these guys, the City Boys Band, were hugely popular in Ghanaian nightclubs and on record. At some point, though, with every scene, a new band comes along that changes all the rules and the shape of the whole style forever. In Ghana, the musical casserole had been filling up with big, chunky bits. Musicians were feeling the need to make a more authentically African sound. At the same time, influences were pouring in from the West. Electric guitar and experimental rock were shaping the outcome of Ghanaian music. So was funk. So artists in Ghana were feeling the freedom to innovate, and the talented ones were finding each other. That's essentially how the groundbreaking group, the Sweet Talks, got started. And they had a nightclub owner outside Accra who was happy to give them a residency and let them grow.
That's what we call Kusum Beat, composed and arranged by the Sweet Talks.
The Sweet Talks lasted until the end of the 70s. At that point, they had become the feeder band for other cutting-edge Ghanaian ensembles, most notably the band Osibisa. But that's another story. Today, though, we give you the smoking sounds of the Sweet Talks, one of Ghana's most successful and innovative groups. And we get to play them for you because one of their seminal recordings, the Kusum Beat, has recently become available on CD. Good thing the Kusum Beat has come out on CD. The original edition on vinyl could put you in triple-digit dollars if you can find it in good condition on eBay. Plus, the Kusum Beat is just a super groovy album. This track, Chechepe Aware, taps into an Ashanti expression that talks of the marriage between the North Star and the Moon. Normally, that would fall into Ashanti folklore tradition in Ghana, but musically, the Sweet Talks interpret it cosmically, layering Ghana's well-known polyrhythmic percussion under a stabbing organ. We leave you with the Sweet Talks today. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back next week, and so will Lisa Mullins. Welcome back, Lisa. And you listeners, have a great weekend.